نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: انما بعثت لاتمم مكارم الاخلاق. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama, elders, brothers, firstly we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the tawfiq to witness this blessed day of Jumu'ah. For every other person in this dunya it is a normal day. For a Muslim it is a day of joy, a day of pride. And it is the best day that the sun has ever risen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this day more than the day of Eid. It is more precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the day Adam and Eve were created. And this is the day that Qiyamah will come. We look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And only one month in the year do we have Sira Jalsa. We have this bayan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we share him for the rest of the year. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the epitome of a perfect example. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came right up to the last child born before the day of Qiyamah. So this is the rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy of the world. If we go back in history and we look, we will see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in such a time to such a people that nobody wanted to rule over them. If you look at the Arabs at that period, this period was called Ayyamul Jahiliyyah. Ayyamul Jahiliyyah means period of ignorance. We go to the Romans, and the Romans looked at these people and said, if we conquer them, what benefit are we going to get from them? So we don't need to conquer them. Similarly, the Persians have decided the same. When everybody lost hope on them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the brightest light, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the darkest place, which was the Arabian Peninsula. And in a short period of 23 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made those people that were most hated, radiallahu anhum wa radu'an, that Allah Himself is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah. We look at them before the period of Islam, the Ayyamul Jahiliyyah. You will see that the kuffar were making tawaf around the Kaaba without any clothes. If they conquered enemies, they would drink out of the skulls of the enemies, they would drink wine. They would bury their daughters alive. Their women were mere commodities which they used to trade, and the woman would be inherited. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to abrogate and wipe all these malpractices out of the lives of insan and bring them to the light of Islam. When we look at Islam, we only look at it as being pious, wearing a thobe, having a beard, and coming to the masjid. But our 24-hour life revolves around Islam. Unfortunately, Muslims have done this today, is they have incorporated Islam into their daily life. Yet we as Muslims are supposed to incorporate our daily life into Islam. There are two things I want to highlight. One is the daily life of a Muslim. What is the life of a Muslim? Every single Muslim, their day starts with Fajr. You can ask the youngsters that who is a strong man who will tell you that person that goes to the gym, picks up heavy weights, got big muscles. But according to me, a person that has muscles and is strong is the person that can throw the blanket off at Fajr time and come to the masjid. ulama explained that we have to make dhikr every day. We must make dhikr, la ilaha illallah 100 times, subhanallah 100 times, alhamdulillah 100 times. And we cannot do this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be a Muslim and have his consciousness 24 hours a day. How do we do this? If we look at how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala structured the system, it is perfect. When we wake up in the morning, the first thing when we open our eyes, we read, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana. We take Allah's name. When we say read Allah's name 100 times, doesn't mean necessarily sitting in one corner, holding a tasbih and reciting the name of Allah. It means practically reciting the masnoon dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. So we read in Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana, O Allah, thank you, shukr to you all, praise to you for giving us life. Ba'da ma amatana, after giving us, causing us to die, we gave you shukr, and to you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our death, our resurrection. That's the first time we mention Allah's name in the morning. And then you get out of the bed, you're going into the bathroom, that is the natural thing. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuth wal-qabath. What I'm trying to explain, brothers, is the simplicity and practicality of Islam which we don't realize. Again, we mention Allah's name before we enter the bathroom. When we come out, ghufranaka, alhamdulillah al-kareem. So already, three times we mention the name of Allah. We didn't realize it. We are making the zikr of Allah. We go to put our clothes on, alhamdulillah al-kareem, kasali. We took Allah's name again. We go to make wudu. We take Allah's name. After wudu, Allahumma ja'alni min tawwabin. We take Allah's name. We go to look in the mirror, brush our beard, our hair. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi. We go and have some breakfast. Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. After every few water, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukru. When we finish, alhamdulillah, illazi at'amana. How many times have we taken Allah's name in a few minutes? Do we do it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came for us to put Islam into our life, not to sideline Islam and practice it when it is convenient. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a perfect human being. And then after we finish it, we're leaving the house, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. We're putting our trust in Allah. Don't you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely protect you after mentioning his name so many times just before you left the house? How many of us practically do this? If I go throughout the day, far more than 100 times we'll be mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. If you read our salah, how many times do you read Surah Fatiha? How many times do we read Bismillah? We have to look at Islam in this light. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. We know the Hijri calendar. It started when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah al-Mukarramah to migrate to Madinah al-Munawwarah, and he stayed in the cave Ghar al-Thawr with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And we know Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was a bit despondent that the kuffar of Makkah would catch them. And Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tahzan, don't be scared, inna Allah ma'ana. So at every juncture, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put Allah in front. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted him. Like that, today, every person, he attributes everything that he does and he accomplishes to himself. We call him eye special. Big mom, is there any eye special here? But everything I, this is I, and this I bought this I, nothing to Allah. That is why we would find in our life, I'm doing so many things, I'm trying so much, but nothing seems to come to any closure. I'm almost there, and then nothing happened. I almost graduated, I dropped out. I almost bought this, and it got sold. I had the money, and someone got sick, and it got wasted. Because we do not put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of our life. Let us make a firm intention today that we will take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and place Him in front of us. And the example that
we follow is such a perfect and beautiful example that the face of this earth has never seen anyone like this person, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came from Mecca to Medina, there were a few incidents that passed. Why I want to tell you is not to challenge anyone, but to ask anyone. We know today what is the Gregorian calendar date, but we knew 12th of Rabiul Awwal. Ask us the Islamic date today. That is what I'm trying to emphasize. Do not make Islam just for the moment. Islam is a practical deed to live. Islamic calendar, Hijri calendar started when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was migrating the Hijra. The first of Rabiul Awwal he left and he came. And I want to show you the example that we follow. It was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that came. And as he came along, there are a few incidents I want to mention this. But too, I see my time is almost exhausted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met a person by the name of Buraydah radiallahu anhu. Buraydah radiallahu anhu, at that time, the Kuffar had put a ransom of 100 camels on the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone that touched Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dead or alive, 100 camels for you. So Buraydah radiallahu anhu, at that time, was a kafir. He went to 80 men of his tribesmen. Now I want to show you the comparison of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam barakah, blessing, and he has given the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the same blessing which we as the ummah, we do not want to take. Buraydah radiallahu anhu came to capture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him and put his mubarak hand on his chest. When he put his hand on his chest, he made the dua. And immediately the heart of Buraydah radiallahu anhu turned and he became soft and he became Muslim. And 80 people that came with him, all of them became Muslim. Now let's go to Nuh alayhi salam. 950 years, Quran is saying he made da'wat for alfa sanatin illa khamsina aama. 950 years, every day of his life, what was Allah? Allah. 80 to 82 people exception. 80 to 82. That means one person every 12 years. Can you imagine how despondent we will be? We try to sell something, it doesn't sell, we just throw it away or sell it for under cost and carry on with another item. We try to speak to someone and then we say you can't get through this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 950 years, 80 to 82 people accepted Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one moment he put his hand on the chest of Buraydah radiallahu anhu, 80 people accepted Islam. So this barakah is prevalent in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and is also in the lives of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's just that we do not want to take advantage of it. So our mindset has to change and look how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at things. And our aspect and our aim in life must be to be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After he passed, then Suraqa bin Malik, he was a master striker. He said he will go out to three men and he went out. When he went out and he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew that this is no ordinary being. This is a special being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to this earth. And he turned away and he came. Behind him were many other strikers. And he told them, listen, there's nobody on that path. Because he was such a master striker from the Arabian Peninsula, he was one of the top three strikers. They believed him and said, if Suraqa couldn't find anyone, definitely we would not find him. And he went back. Then he passed by a lady, and this is what I want to highlight. He passed by a lady whose name was Ummu Ma'bad. Aatika Ummu Ma'bad radiallahu anha. And look at the effect that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had on this lady. She had a small shop. And as he was passing, he went to buy some stuff from her and she had nothing. I narrated the hadith at the beginning saying, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Indeed, I have been sent to complete the most noble of characters. and this character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed to Atiqa. She said, I have nothing to send, I have nothing. And she was alone. She was a generous woman. So he passed. And as they were going through, her son, Ma'bad came. And she told her son, quickly take this one. She was feeling bad. And she said, this one goat we have, take it and go and give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not knowing who he is. And let him approach it and he can feed himself and his companion. This is how generous the Arabs were. Even in the ayyam of Jahiliyyah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing Ma'bad came. And he said, my mother says, you can have this goat, you can slaughter it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having this beautiful akhlaq, says, no, go home and bring a dish. He brought a dish and he milked this goat. He filled one dish, sent it to the house of Umm Ma'bad and said, bring another dish. And he filled that dish, he milked the goat, they drank from it, they were satisfied, and they returned the goat back to Umm Ma'bad. Now the father comes, Abu Ma'bad, and he says, where did you get this milk from? La Haluba says, there's no milk in the house, we know that these goats are dry, there's nothing. And then Umm Ma'bad, what she says, listen, Muslims, probably this is the first time that you're going to hear the description of your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, Ra'aytu rajulan mubarak. I saw a blessed man. Zahir al-wada'a. He had a striking appearance. Aflaj al-wajh. He had a radiant face. Radiant. Such that once Aisha radiallahu anha, she was sewing and she lost a pen. And she told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that she lost a pen. He just bent to look where the pen was and said, Wallahi, by the brightness of his face, the brilliance of the nur emanating from the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I found myself. Hasanul Khalq, the most beautiful of creation. Hasan is Thabit radiallahu anhu. And the topic is very vast and covered in such a short period of time. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, what he says, the kuffar had paid me when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming around the corner. I was a master for it. Master. So they said, whatever you see in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must sing a poem about it, in not in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, insulting him and trying to make him feel bad. Hassan bin Thabit saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the brilliance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nur, he covered his eyes, that he would get blind. This is a very long poem. He goes back to the kuffar of Makkah and he returns the money. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm not going to do this. I make Allah as a witness that I testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his testimony. He said, what has come over you? And then he says the whole poem of the brilliance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, when it was his turn to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Hasanul Khalq, wa ahsana minka lam tarabattu aynin. And more beautiful than you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have never seen. Can you imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's radiance? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so beautiful. They say that Yusuf alayhi salam, if Yusuf alayhi salam, when he came out to the ladies, they cut their hands. That if the true beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to be shown, the woman would cut their heart. And why didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have the issue that Yusuf alayhi salam had? Because Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, a senior sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the man that built the first masjid in Africa, in Egypt. The first masjid in Africa was built by Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. And he said, if you ask me to describe my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot describe it. If whenever I wanted to see him, the two emotions came into me. One was that of shyness, so I lowered my gaze. One was of his jalal, the eagerness to see him. and the other was that of shyness and bashfulness because of his jalal and waqar and heiba, and I lowered my head.
Hassan bin Thabit said, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنٍ وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ.
And more beautiful than you, more bashful than you. No woman has ever given birth to you.
Amina.
The mother of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day I gave birth to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's like a light left my body and filled the entire horizon.
This was the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created free from every single defect. You are perfect.
كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَكَ مَا تَشَاءُ.
As if you have been created as you wish to be created.
This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many qualities, but we cannot encompass all of them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went through every single difficulty that we went through. So don't think that because we are living in this time and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, he had the Sahaba around him, he had Jibreel alayhi wa sallam in his beck and call, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waiting for him. Every single verse, that word that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ وَإِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He never ever spoke from his desire, how he wished. He was divinely inspired by Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed character when he went to fetch the key. The servant did not want to give the key to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Fathu Makkah came and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked and he asked for the key, the person brought it and he gave it back to him. La tashriba alaykum al-yawm. No retribution today. Allah is showing us how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed akhlaq. I won't fight, you kill my uncle, you kill my family, you kill my sahaba. Allah will sort it out. My akhlaq, I will show it. We think that you are boycotted today, you are sanctioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was boycotted. He was sanctioned. Fatima radiallahu anha was 5 years old. Ta'awul Khuzn, the years of sadness. Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. Abu Talib passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was boycotted for 3 years. They had no food. So what I'm trying to tell you, brothers, is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq has to come forth in us. We have to put away all our differences and show the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I take a qasam by Allah. I take a qasam by Allah that there is nur and light in every single sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people, there was a person came urinating in a masjid. Today imagine if someone urinates in a masjid. We all will kill them. You can be the weakest or the strongest Muslim in this masjid. This is Baytullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his hands, Umar radiallahu anhu saw this already out ready to slow the person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him finish. Akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he called him, because he was from a Bedouin origin, and told him, this is a place of worship. And he gave him the adab of the masjid. On that the person became Muslim. And he became radiallahu anhu. Today we can speak about Islam whole day and whole night. Nobody would even listen to us. Because our akhlaq is one side and our words are the other side. I plead to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that let us make dua that we can merge the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our life. And we will see the change it will make even to the worst of people. I will end by one thing. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he told Harun alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam to go to speak to Fir'aun. Who was Fir'aun? The arrogant tyrant who said, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. I am the highest Lord. I give life and I cause death. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam akhlaq, he said, when you go to Fir'aun, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلَ اللَّجِّنَا. Speak kindly to him. Who is saying this? Allah Rabbul Izzah. He said it to the Nabi of Allah.
and that person is claiming Ilahiyat. He's claiming that he is Allah. He's not claiming like Musayyidah man Nubuwa. He's claiming that he is Allah. Allah knows. Allah is teaching Allah. So we, in whatever facet of life, whatever difficulty we are experiencing, our akhlaq has to come forth. And there is one very, very important thing that I read. That is saying, anger is only one letter away from danger. Why I'm saying this is especially in our houses, with our children, with our spouses, we get angry. The hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Ustaz tells us, La tabdab. He said, my Ustaz told me, you never understand it. It's one of the shortest hadith, and you won't understand it. Don't get angry. When it comes to your family, when it comes to those subordinates under you, you must expose the character of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People went to China, Sahaba, they want to change their mouth. The locals said, no, no, no. The locals must go out. These Sahabas are displaying akhlaq. They are not waiting the right and telling it. They are giving us proper weight, a proper measure. So they have to expel the locals. فَمَا كَانَ مِنْ تَوْفِيقٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ فَقِهٍ أَوْ نِسْيَانٍ فَمِنِّي وَمِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وقد أتى عليه حين من الدهر ولم يكن شيئا مذكورا فسواه وعدله على كثير ممن خلق فضله وجعله سميعا بصيرا ثم هداه السبيل ونسب له الدليل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا أما الكافرون فأعتد لهم سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا يعذبون بأصناف العذاب ينادون ويلا ويدعون ثبورا وأما الشاكرون فنعمهم وكرمهم ولقاهم نظرة وسرورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان لكم سعيا مشكورا فسبحان من بيده ملكوت كل شيء لم يزل ولا يزال عليما قديرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه بين يديه الساعة ليكون للعالمين نذيرا وآتاه جوامع الكلم ومنابع الحكم ووعده مقاما محمودا وجعله سراجا منيرا أما بعد فإني أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله وأحذركم يوما عبوسا قمطريرا يوم تبلى كل نفس ولا تقبل منه شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا تجد نصيرا يوم عزي يندم الإنسان ولا ينفع الندم ويطلب العودة إلى الدنيا وهيهات أن يعود ويخرج له كتابا يلقاه منشورا يا ابن آدم من أتبع على الدنيا حريصا لم يزد من الله إلا بعدا وفي الدنيا إلا كدا وفي الآخرة إلا جهدا ولم يزل منقوطا محجورا يا ابن آدم ترزق بالرزق فإن الرزق مقسوم والحريص محروم والاستقصاء شؤم والأجل محتوم وقد فاز من لم يحمل من الظلم نقيرا يا ابن آدم خير الحكمة خشية الله وخير الغنى رنا القلب وخير الزاد التقوى وخير ما أعطيتم العافية وكان ربك قديرا وخير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له ولا دين لمن لا أحد له وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا وامحو عيوبنا وعد ديوننا وكن لنا معينا وظهيرا واقض حاجاتنا واشفع آهاتنا واستر عوراتنا وكفى بك مجيبا قريبا عليما خبيرا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اما بعد فاني اوصيكم بتقوى الله والمواظبه على ذكر الله على خير الكلام كلام الله واحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار من اتى الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد غوى ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم اللهم امطر شعبيب رضوانك على السابقين الاولين من المهاجرين والانصار والذين تبعوهم باحسان خصوصا على الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين ابي بكر الصديق صاحب رسول الله في الغار رضي الله عنه وعمر فاروق قام اساس الكفار رضي الله عنه وعثمان بن نورين كامل الحياء والوقار رضي الله عنه وعلي المرتضى أسد الله الجبار رضي الله عنه وعلى سيدي شباب أهل الجنة الإمامين الهمامين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين رضي الله عنهما وعلى أمهما سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله عنها وعلى عميه المكرمين بين الناس أبي عمارة الحمزة رضي الله عنه وأبي الفضل العباس رضي الله عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون اللهم أعز الإسلام وأنصاره وأذل الشرك وأشراره اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى اعلى واولى وجل وتنمو وهم واعظم واكبر والله يعلم ما تسمعون.